Looking at our world from a theological perspective. This is the Theology Central Podcast, making theology central.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is Friday, September the 17th, 2021. It is currently 3:38 p.m. Central Time, and I'm coming to you live from Victory Baptist Church, located right here in Ovalle, Texas. I don't know if our intro actually played. I don't know. So let me do this again. Let me play the intro one more time. One more time.
Looking at our world from a theological perspective. This is the Theology Central Podcast, making theology central.
There you go. Welcome, everyone. As I've already said, but let me repeat myself. It is Friday, September the 17th, 2021. It is currently 3:38 p.m. Central Time. And yes, I'm here inside of the empty sanctuary of Victory Baptist Church, right here in Ovalle, Texas. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening. I thought for a second that someone was getting ready to walk into the front door of the church. So I was like, okay, I'm off to a great start today. I've messed up the intro. Everything's going wrong, but you know what? We're going to set all of that aside and we're going to press on because we're live on the air. Yes, sometimes when you're in a church in the middle of nowhere, when a car pulls into the parking lot, you always have to go, okay, what's going on? Because you're in the middle of nowhere. And sometimes what will happen, someone will stop and come walking into the church for who knows what reason. So that's one of the negative side effects of doing a live broadcast from inside your church. But you would think, I mean, for those who have been to this church, it's really bizarre that how much traffic actually shows up around the church. But you know what? You don't really care about how much traffic shows up around this church. That's not why you're listening. You're probably listening because of the title. Because I have President Trump named, and I have the Moonies. And you're probably like, wait, what's going on? Trump and the Moonies? What is happening? All right, here's what we're going to be doing today. I have not been doing a lot of live broadcast recently. I'm way, way behind in the things that I need to talk about and the things I need to cover. So I have a stack of stuff. I have a stack of things to discuss and to do programs about. So I'm just going to start working through that stack over the next, I don't know how many hours I'll be here. Even if it's only 1 hour, I'm going to do as many, I'm trying to do as many broadcasts as I can to at least bring these things to your attention. But there is a high probability that, especially when you start mentioning President Trump, when you start mentioning Trump, or if you mention COVID, there's certain things you just know you're going to offend someone. So with or without offense to friend or foe, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on, all right? That's kind of a play on a famous quote. The quote used to appear on the front of our newspaper here in Abilene, Texas. The quote went something like this: with or without offense to friend or foe, we tell you of the world exactly as it goes. And when I read that quote when I was very little, because my parents would obviously get the newspaper and I would read anything that had words on it, I was always just, I don't know, there was something about that quote that I thought was so awesome. Like, okay, here's this paper, and all they care about is telling us about what's going on. They don't care who they offend. And I loved that kind of mentality, and I've tried to kind of model that in everything that I've tried to do anytime I turn on a microphone, is I'm going to tell you what's going on, and I really can't worry about who gets offended. Now, I know that's really not smart to do a podcast that way, because with a podcast, you want an audience. If you want to be a pastor, you want people, but sometimes to me, truth is more important than fans. Truth is more important than fame. Now, I say that, but yet, yes, I would still like, you know, our podcast to be on the podcasting charts. Yes, I would, but you know what? You can't worry about that, all right? So here we go. Are you ready? So this is how this all started. I got a news article sent to me. And when I looked at it, I was like, wait, what is going on? This was from September the 13th, 2021. I told you, I'm a few days behind here. It was published at 4:31 p.m. Central Time. Some of you have probably already seen the article. Some of you probably don't even know this event occurred. You probably have heard nothing about this. because, well, it's not gotten a lot of attention. But from a theological perspective, I think it's important. And here's the reason I think this is important. So we have Trump and we have the Moonies. If you don't know anything about the Moonies, I'll tell you a little bit about them. Right here to my right, I have the Handbook of Today's Religions. And I also have the Kingdom of Cults in the church library. But once I saw the article, I was like, okay, where's my Handbook of Today's Religions? So I found the book, which they have an entire chapter dedicated to the Moonies. So we'll probably get into a little bit of discussion. At least we won't go in through their entire history and everything, but we will definitely, you know, let you at least know a few things so that you understand the significance of this from a theological perspective. But when you take President Trump, who many Christians basically almost act like, and I don't know. I mean, the way some Christians act when it comes to President Trump, it's almost like if you speak against him, or if you say, if you did not vote for him, or if you had a problem with him, your Christianity was called into question. I mean, let's just be honest. For many Christians, anyone who did not support, vote, or spoke against Trump in any way, shape, or form, your Christianity was called into question. It was almost like what happened is the proof of one's salvation was determined by the presidential candidate you voted for, or if you were a supporter of President Trump, or if you're in opposition. If you were a supporter of President Trump, you were godly. If you're in opposition, you're a woke, liberal heretic. And that is, it's absolutely just frightening that the church would ever start thinking that way or talking that way. But if you paid any attention, you heard that and you saw that. All right. So from a theological perspective, to be accepted in many churches, you had to be very pro-Trump. You had to support Trump. Any criticism of Trump, in many cases, you wouldn't even be accepted within those churches, or you would be the outsider. And trust me, you would be viewed as the one with the spiritual problem. It didn't matter what Trump said, didn't matter what Trump did. You were supposed to only praise Trump, not to criticize him. Now, some people will say that's an over-exaggeration. Okay, we can get into an argument about how representative of that idea was within American evangelicalism. But there was plenty of people posting articles about what's going on with the evangelical world and President Trump. What's happening? I mean, this has been discussed over and over and over. I know many Christians who were like pro-Trump, pro-Trump, pro-Trump. They get very mad when you raise these questions. But I'm sorry, are you pro-Trump or are you pro-Christianity? Are you pro-Trump? And somehow it became like, no, if you're pro-Christianity and pro-the Bible, you have to be pro-Trump. And it's like, how did you merge these things together? Which then we get into a discussion about Christian nationalism and everything going on in the American church. And again, what I have stated over and over and over again, the political hijacking of the American church. So when Trump, if you find Trump associated with something dealing with the Moonies, which is labeled a cult, that got my attention because, wait a minute, maybe all the people running around saying all these wonderful things should have maybe thought about that a little bit, you know, try to be more careful in what they said and how they said it. Now, some were just like, look, it's the choice between two evils, right? Which one? Do I go with Trump or do I go with Trump? Who do I go with? And so for some, it was just like the lesser of two evils. His policies are more in line with me, but I don't agree with everything he says. I don't agree with everything he does. I don't support a lot of things about him, but I agree here. That's one kind of Christian who are just like, look, you know, I didn't think I had a better choice. But then you have those pro-Trump, 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 where they go to a completely different level. So everything I'm saying here, there is a certain stream of thinking and action within American evangelicalism that comes to Trump that I am speaking of. Not everyone, all right? So I've got to try to be very careful how I describe that, or everyone will get offended. But you definitely know what I'm talking about. All you had to do was listen to American Family Radio, and you would have heard what I was talking about, okay? It was insane. It's been insane. So we could just go all day on that. But let's get to what happened. Trump. President Trump, the former President Trump, appears, this is the headline, Trump appears At Mooney event, cult expert says Unification Church interwoven into the GOP. Well, that's a massive claim here. All right, there's a lot going. So first, Trump appears at a Mooney event. All right, that's easy to prove or disprove. All right, well, there's video of it. So we know he appeared. There's no question. And some other GOP leaders as well. So there's no question there. Trump appeared at a Mooney event. Cult expert says Unification Church, another word for the Moonies, okay, basically the Moonies, that they are interwoven into the GOP, into the Republican Party. Now, that claim, I will let you hear what the report, and I'm going to read it to you. We will discuss this report, and you can determine if you agree with that or not. But there's no question that Trump had appeared at an event. So let's go through this, all right? Former President Donald Trump this weekend spoke at an online event sponsored by Dr. Hawk J. Han Moon. That's Dr. Hawk J. Han Moon, all right? Dr. Hawk J. Han Moon, the widow of the Mooney cult leader, Reverend Sung Young Moon, all right? So Dr. Hawk J. Han Moon, I always want to say Ja, but it's J. Dr. Hawk, not Ja, J. Han Moon, it's J-A. I always want to say Ja, but it's J. Dr. Hawk J. Han Moon, the widow of the Mooney cult leader, Reverend Sung Young Moon. The event, called Rally of Hope, focused on world peace and reunification of North and South Korea and drew an estimated audience of 1 million people worldwide. It also drew the praise of President Trump, who expressed his admiration, not just for Dr. Moon, but for her late husband and the publication he founded, The Washington Times. Now, you can say, well, he was just there because this is about the reunification of Korea. You know, he was just there to support Dr. Hawk J. Han Moon, but he turned around and also shared and expressed his admiration for her husband, Reverend Sung Young Moon, who was a cult leader. All right, there's no way to get around that. I'm quoting from President Trump from this event. I want to thank the Universal Peace Federation, and in particular, Dr. Hawk J. Han Moon, a tremendous person, for her incredible work on behalf of peace all over the world, Trump said in a videotaped address. Her story of escaping from North Korea at 5 years old at the outset of the Korean War is an amazing example of the power of faith in Almighty God. All right, now, what God? Okay, faith, it's the example of power of faith in Almighty God. Which God? The God of the Moonies or the God of Christianity? Okay, once again, here we go. Now, again, politicians say this stuff all the time. They say this stuff all the time. And most of the time, Christians are like, man, that was heretical. They ripped that scripture out of context. That was horrible. They're theologically dangerous. And typically, Christians will call out political leaders who basically are theologically confused and messed up. But for some reason, for many Christians, Trump was pretty much, you know, I guess he could become the president of a seminary. I mean, I guess he could do no wrong. And that's where the problems began. And that just demonstrates the political hijacking of the church. This is the way it worked within Christianity. And I know I'm going to offend some people, but this is the game Christians love to play. If you don't like the politician, right? If you hate the politician and you hate their politics, boom, you throw theology at them. You throw scripture at them. You expect them to quote scripture in context. You expect their doctrine to be right. You expect their theology to be right. You expect their behavior to be right. You expect that they have integrity. You expect that they have, you know, high moral standard because, ethics matter, character matters. And that's what Christians do. But if you like the politician and you like his policies, well, all of a sudden, character doesn't matter that much. Ethics don't really matter. Morality, maybe not. All of a sudden, you set aside Bible, theology, you throw all of that out, and that's what we witness with Donald Trump. You look at what many conservative Christians claimed and yelled about when it came to President Clinton. They forgot those same claims when it came to Donald Trump. If Obama even quoted or even looked like he got close to a scripture, they were like, oh, you know, he mishandled scripture. He ripped it out of context. Oh, what a joke. He's a Muslim. Just throw anything. But Trump, it doesn't matter what he did, doesn't matter what he said, he got a pass. Why? Because we don't care about theology. We didn't really care about scripture. We're using theology and scripture as a weapon to further our own political ideologies. That's why I hate politics, and that's why I don't like politics mixed with religion. Because now we use our religion to further our political ideology. All right, that's a whole podcast in and of itself. But let's go through this, all right? So he goes on. Now, this is a quote from President Trump. I also want to thank her late husband, Reverend Moon, for founding the Washington Times, an organization for which I have tremendous respect and admiration. And here's a video of President Trump speaking. Now, a cult expert, Dr. Stephen Hassan, called Trump's appearance at the rally outrageous, noting that crimes of the Moonies are well documented. So a cult expert comes along and is like, whoa, what in the world is going on? This is outrageous. Now, I know for many Christians, it's not going to matter. It's not going to matter. It's not going to matter. What I have seen is, but look what Biden did. But look what Democrats do. Okay, they look at other bad behavior to justify bad behavior. No, this is just about why did Christians treat Trump as somehow a test of one's spirituality and one's orthodoxy when it should have never been the case? And why were we looking to Trump, in many cases, to supposedly fix what we should know theologically cannot be fixed apart from the gospel and salvation? But, I mean, that's, you know, we could go all day on Christians losing their minds because the church failed the Trump test. Bottom line, Trump was a test for the church, and we failed it. We demonstrated a complete lack of being consistent doctrinally, theologically, ethically. The church lost its mind. Okay, here we go. Now, the cult expert. Here's some information. They have a picture here underneath that first part with his picture, but then the article goes on to say, Reverend Sung Young Moon was convicted of tax fraud in 1982. He also lost a libel lawsuit against the Daily Mail in the 1980s after the newspaper exposed the brainwashing, sleep deprivation, and love bombing techniques Moonies used. Now, I could go through and we could go through all of those techniques, but in other words, the Moonies have been called a cult that brainwashes people and use very troubling techniques. These things have been documented and talked about. It was reported. He tried to file a suit. He tried to file a lawsuit claiming that, you know, they basically slandered him, and he lost that. Hassan, the cult expert, said Trump's appearance at the rally is also evidence that the Unification Church, commonly referred to as Moonies, are in no way fringe, but remain actively interwoven into the power structure of the modern GOP. Now, that's a serious claim. I am not asking you to believe that claim in any way, shape, or form. I'm not asking you to believe that. What I'm asking you to do is this, especially those who are like, you know, you got your red Make America Great hat again. You got your Trump flag flying out in front of your house. You know, you watch Fox News religiously and it's, you know, Trump, 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 Trump. And you think you're going to get Trump reelected, or maybe you don't even think Trump lost the election, whatever the case may be. For those of you like that, who also claim to be a Christian, what I would ask you to do is maybe you need to set aside all of your politics, all of your political fervor, love, dedication, commitment, and maybe start trying to see things from a more biblical, thoughtful, logical perspective. And maybe Trump and the GOP is not the saviors that many Christians have tried to make them out to be. Because there's one Savior, and that's Jesus Christ, who hung on a cross to die for us who are sinners. And the problem with the world is spiritual. And what the world needs is not a new politician to be elected so that they gain power and they can exalt themselves to preeminence and they can get rich and they can do all the things that they can do. No. What we need are Christians praying, fasting, evangelizing, and discipling. That's what we need. But whenever I say that, and people are like, you just don't care. I will get 900 emails with some of the craziest. Well, actually, typically what happens is the emails that people send me attacking me demonstrate that they're so politically hijacked, but they can't even see it. I'm like, your email is literally demonstrating everything that I just said. But nope, it's we've got to fight. You don't care? You don't care about what's happening to the world? Or they'll say, what about Biden? What about Biden? I don't like either political party. Politics is not the answer. Nowhere in the New Testament did Paul, Jesus, or anybody else say, go forth and get someone elected. Go forth and let's change the Roman government. Go forth and let's do. No, it was go forth and preach the gospel. Nowhere in the New Testament do you call for that. Submit to the leaders because they're appointed by God. It's not like, okay, we got to get this person elected. We got to do this. We're gonna make Rome great again. What are you talking about? None of that was in the Bible, okay? That's not there. And anytime Christians try to say that it is, they have to do some major twisting of scripture. All right? He goes on. When most people hear about the Moonies, they think, what a crazy cult, Hassan tweeted. What these people might not realize, though, is how intertwined the cult is with the modern GOP. Hassan noted Hassan noted that a Mooney event in May likewise drew several GOP leaders, including former Vice President Mike Pence. So a Mooney event in May drew several GOP leaders, including former Vice President Mike Pence, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, former Defense Secretary Mark Esper, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. And here's the video of them. Here's Mike Pence. There's Mike Pompeo. Now, what? So what is going on? I know what's going on. Politicians will go to anything and everything to get support and get money. That's what they do. And because they don't care about theology or doctrine or any of that stuff. And you say, no, they do. Well, then I wouldn't be speaking at an event like that. And again, I don't expect politicians, I'll make it very clear, I don't expect politicians to act like a church because they're politicians. They're to represent the people. We could get into a whole discussion about that. That's why I don't see politics as ever being the solution, because politicians are there to represent people from all kinds of different faiths. They're not there to set up a Christian theocracy. They're not there to set up some kind of Christian monarchy. That's not what they're there for. They're to represent all different people of different backgrounds, different faiths, and they're there to represent them. And you say, well, okay, well, then what's the problem? The problem is Christians turning it out that if I don't vote for one of their chosen politicians, that somehow I'm not a Christian, or you call my Christianity into question. That's where I have a problem. Hassan, who's a former Mooney, okay, so the cult leader here is a former Mooney, also writes on his blog that the cult uses the conservative newspaper, the Washington Times, not only to gain power and influence, but also to gather intelligence. Now, that's a big claim. Not asking you to believe that. Just I'm giving you this information. The Times is currently owned by Operations Holdings, a wholly owned subsidiary of the Unification Church, or HAS-UWC, Holy Spirit Association for the Unification of World Christianity. All right. Now, and they've got a link here trying to demonstrate that the Washington Times is owned by the subsidiary. Now that's, I mean, you whatever you want to do with that, you can do whatever you want. Hassan also notes that Pastor Hung-Jin Shan, Moon, the son of Reverend Moon and leader of the Mooney Splinter Group, Rod of Iron Ministries, helped build momentum for the January the 6th rally at the U.S. Capitol. Yeah, that's interesting. According to an article in Raw Story, Rod of Iron deployed members to a string of rallies leading up to the January 6th insurrection, and a video that Sean Moon posted to his Instagram account shows Moon and his followers at the January 6th rally claiming to have been pepper sprayed by police. Steve Bannon, former White House senior counselor, has also appeared virtually at Rod of Iron event. Pennsylvania State Senator and Stop the Steal organizer Doug Mastriano was also billed as a special guest of Rod of Iron event, according to Vice. All right, so you've got a lot of kind of linkage here. You got the January the 6th situation. You have Pennsylvania State Senator connected with all of this. So you have a lot of connections. Now, I'm not saying that that means there's some grand conspiracy. Just saying that once you start digging a little deeper, you know, your whole Christian, you know, Republicans is the Christian party. Yeah, probably not as true as you want it out to be. Hassan says this kind of political activism is typical of the Mooney far-right cult, which claims to be Christian. The Moonies do not believe Jesus was God, born of a virgin, or physically resurrected. While he was a Mooney, Hassan said he prayed and fasted for 72 hours on the Capitol steps to show my loyalty to Nixon during Watergate. He added that he was told that if North Korea invaded South Korea, he and other American cult members would be sent to the front lines to die as martyrs. Unification of North under South control was always agenda, he added. Though the group isn't as well known as it was in the 70s and 80s, it's divided into several offshoots. The Moonies are still a powerful force. Sean Moon has purchased a 40-acre compound in, wait for it, Central Texas. Okay, so yeah, there we have a lot of that kind of stuff in Texas, but we won't go in there. Okay, we have a group not far from where I'm sitting. We could get into some of their craziness. All right. Sean Moon has purchased a 40-acre compound in Central Texas, which he believes will offer a safe haven when the deep state provokes an imminent civil war. And then there's a picture of Reverend Hyung Jin or Sean Moon, and from Rod of Iron Ministry. And I guess that they do some kind of video, ministry. He's sitting in fatigues, wearing a crown on his head. Sometimes you can't make this stuff up. Sometimes you cannot make this stuff up, all right? The organization Dr. Hak J. Han Moon runs, the Universal Peace Federation, has special consultative status with the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, like her late husband. Dr. Moon is pushing for a renewed UN-backed by the UPF, the Universal Peace Federation, which she believes will overcome religious division and usher in world peace. Now, please note, it's going to overcome religious divisions and usher in world peace. Okay. That sounds like one world. We're going to get rid of all religious divisions, one world religion. You're going to have world peace. Now, these are the things you usually Republicans are running around screaming like, watch out, the Antichrist is about to show up. Watch out, they're going for one world government. Watch out. And they're over there going, it's going to be Biden. It's going to be Obama. They're going to be this. It's going to be that. Well, maybe, I don't know, maybe the Republicans are associated with a group that's calling for that very thing. Maybe, I don't know, but, you know, there you go. According to the ex-Moon organization, the Moon organization and its followers also own, control, and influence dozens of companies and religious bodies and political groups in the U.S. and around the world. In his speech Saturday, Trump expressed support for Moon's Universal Peace Federation, all right, the one that wants to bring about one, basically all the religions are not going to fight anymore. We're going to have world peace. Trump supported that. Now, again, if that would have been Obama or Biden, everybody would be losing their mind saying they're going to usher in the Antichrist. It starts tomorrow. Nobody, that's what drives me crazy. Christians will run around and I'll find anything that someone does on the left and I want to associate it with biblical prophecy, want to associate it with the Antichrist. We're going to be put in FEMA camps. We're all going to die. We're going to get the mark of the beast. I remember during the Obama administration that Obamacare was going to get us all chipped with a microchip. And this was the beginning of the end. Well, obviously, here we are in 2021, but we Christians will run around looking at anything happening on the Democratic side. But what about the Republican side? I can say that, you know, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Because our political agenda is more important than who cares if they bring in one world religion. You know, who cares? Yeah. I see here. In a speech Saturday, Trump expressed support for Moon's Universal Peace Federation and Think Tank 2022, a UPF initiative bringing together world leaders to solve the conflict of the Korean Peninsula. Trump promoted unifying Korea and promoting world peace. The former president said his meetings in 2018 and 2019 with the North Korean dictator have paved the way for these goals to be realized. So according to Trump, he's on his way to bringing about, he set the stage for bringing about world peace. Now, let me tell you this. If you're going to bring about world peace, I think if you look at history, you're going to have one religion. You're not going to get world peace with multiple religions. So if you're going to get world peace, you're going to have one religion. And if Trump is promoting world peace, you're going to have one world religion. There's just no way to get around it. Religion divides people like crazy. He goes on to say, I know that while any leader can wage war, it takes true courage to pursue a chance for peace, he said. I believe that leaders should never be afraid to talk if there is an opportunity to create a world for their people. He added, I truly believe that an extraordinary future awaits the people of North Korea, and I have faith that if they pursue the path of peace, of getting rid of nuclear weapons, that they will make the future a magnificent reality. Hassan, however, said, had a much bleaker view of UFP and Rally of Hope. Like many cult events, this Rally of Hope was conducted under the guise of doing good, but that is basically deceit. And that ends the article. There you have it. What can you say? I don't know how close GOP is related to things connected to the Moonies. I don't know how much you want to pursue that. I just want you to see there's Trump, who many believe treat him as the test of your Christianity. But here he is speaking at and supporting initiatives basically from a cult and giving praise to its former leader. Now, if we open up the handbook of today's religions, and I'm gonna remove the cover here from the book. This is chapter 11. This is the handbook of today's religions, chapter 11, the Unification Church, Moonies. The founder and leader of the Unification Church is Sung Young Moon, who was born in Korea on January the 6th, 1920. His family converted to Christianity, but when he was 10 and became member... They converted to Christianity when he was 10 and became members of the Presbyterian Church. At age 16, Young Moon supposedly experienced a vision while in prayer on a Korean mountainside. Moon claims that Jesus Christ appeared to him in the vision, admonishing him to carry out the task that Christ had failed to complete. Jesus supposedly told Moon that he was the only one who could do it. Finally, after much repeated asking by Jesus, Moon accepted the challenge. Moon spent the next few years of life preparing for the great spiritual battle ahead. The years between his conversion experience and his coming to America are shrouded in much controversy. And then they go through and say all kinds of things. The claims of Sung Young Moon, here's some of the claims. Sung Young Moon has made it clear that he believes himself to be the Messiah for this age. And that was, you know, when he was alive. And then they give some quotes here. He says, Moon has also said that no heroes in the past, no saints or holy men in the past, like Jesus or Confucius, have excelled us. That's crazy, okay? Even though Moon's doctrines are opposed to Christianity, he claims that it was Jesus who revealed them to him, all right? And then you could go through all of the doctrines, and let's just say it's not Christian. It's not Christian in any way, shape, or form. It's a cult. It's been classified as a cult by many people, and yet there are, Mike Pence spoke at one of their Mooney-related events. Trump spoke at one of the Mooney-related events. I'm not saying that Pence is a Mooney. I'm not saying Trump is a Mooney in any way, shape, or form. They must have done it for political expediency. I'm sorry that all of that sound. That's me trying to put the cover back on the book. In fact, let me just get it back on. There we go. All right. That was taking too much difficulty to try to accomplish. All right, here we go. There we go. There, put the book down. I could go through all of their doctrines. You can look them up. You can do a little bit of research on the Moonies. There's plenty of information out there, but they're labeled as a cult. So let me say it again. I'm not saying Trump is a Mooney. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying Pence, Pompeo. I'm not saying any of the people, Newt Gingrich. I'm not saying any of them are. I'm saying that there were GOP leaders who are very much part of the GOP connecting themselves and supporting some of the initiatives put forth by groups associated with the Moonies. That's what I'm saying, which then calls into question, well, why then is my support or loyalty or my vote for them the test of my orthodoxy? My Christianity should not be determined by who I vote or don't vote for. You know what it should be determined by? My faith in Jesus Christ and my studying the Bible and being faithful to Scripture, that's what should matter. But we've turned it into your Christianity is more determined by your political belief, your political ideology than your theological ideology, and that's the problem. And I just the only reason I wanted to point that out is because if anyone associated with the Democrats do anything like that, there's 900 little podcasts and programs going, look what the liberals are doing. They're setting us up. They're gonna turn us over. This is one world government, one world religion. That's what they want. And you're like, wait, there's people on the GOP side. Very similar. So how about you be very, and some would say, well, they're not real Republicans. Okay. Well, then I guess Trump wasn't a real Republican. I guess Pence wasn't a real Republican. Okay. Then why did you vote for him in the first place? I mean, in other words, no matter what you say, they're going to find a way to get around it. But you should just realize when Christians are going down that path of politics, and they sound like that they are more informed by Fox News than they are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that's a sign that the Christians around you or your church have been so politically compromised and hijacked that you need to get out and run for your life. And there you have it. So there you go. I wanted to at least bring that to your attention. I hope that was good. Oh, the article. I forgot to give you the source. I completely apologize. And I changed some of the words there, and I didn't read every word in the article. But it's the Roys Report, julieroys.com, julieroys, R-O-Y-S.com. You should be able to find it. Again, the article was published on September the 13th. And Trump spoke on September the 11th. That's just crazy. So on September the 11th, he's speaking to the Moonies. That's interesting. Okay. But the headline, if you want to just type out the headline, Trump appears at Mooney event, cult expert says Unification Church interwoven into GOP. There you have it. And you can make whatever. Again, I'm not making any claims. Here's what the claims I'm making. Trump spoke. Mike Pence spoke and won in May. Pompeo, Newt Gingrich, they all spoke. Okay, one event in May, one event in September. There's no question about that. Trump praised the group. Trump was in support of their agenda for world peace, all right? Those things are not debatable. Now, the connection and how interwoven is the Moonies with the GOP, I'm not going to make any claims there. A cult expert, I'm not a cult expert. He's listed as a cult expert. I don't know his credentials, but he's a former Mooney. He says they are interwoven. I'm just saying that if there was even a hint of some cult being interwoven with the Democrats, trust me, it'd be talked about over and over and over and over and over and over and over, because I've heard these kind of claims over and over and over about the Democrats. Well, that's fine. If you want to call them out, just be consistent. That's all I'm saying. All right. You can email me your thoughts, newsif@yahoo.com. newsif@yahoo.com. All right. Everyone have a great day. I should be back live on the air here shortly. God bless.